Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys. And I'm pretty excited about today's show. Anytime, you know, half of the emails I get are, hey, what do you think of this mock draft? What do you think of that mock draft? Should we trade up here? Should we trade back there? Not a lot of trade back questions, to be honest. I might have been putting that in there. But the mock drafts are what people want. And if my man Mike C, the freaking beast that he is, he says, I'm sick in the head. Give me more mock drafts. Hashtag CC. Give the people what they want. That's what we're doing. It's off season. Let's have some fun. It's so great looking forward right now. Let's be honest. Looking back hurts. Looking forward is awesome. And shout out to Hugo. I'm drinking with you guys. Got my coffee. Good to go over here. Kevin, appreciate you guys. Oh, man. Hopefully practice goes well, JP. Excited for you. New football coach in the making. Going to crush it. Danson, appreciate you guys calling, my man. All the way down from down under. Appreciate you, brother. So what I wanted to do today, let's jump in. Let's jump in and try to figure out lots of different things. We're going to be on Pro Football Network's Mock Draft Simulator. If you haven't checked theirs out yet, I like using different sites just because they rank players differently. And, you know, it's just a different look. None, zero mock draft simulators are going to mimic the actual process. It's just impossible. AI is wonderful, but it's got a ways to go. But it's fun. It's always fun. NFL teams do this as well. So if you want to check them out, they don't support the show or anything, but I think it is a good resource. You can just type in PFN. Mock draft and it pulls up. And so we're going to be doing a 4-round mock draft today. Josh, the man, he says, hashtag CC at work. I'll catch later. Appreciate you, brother. Even got Kim from Europe. Man, we got a lot of people all over. Lots of countries represented. Look at this. Ice cold Narsh, Scotland. I think we've got about 6 to 7 countries represented already in the chat. I could not be more thankful or grateful for all those things. You guys are the absolute best. So last time we did a 3-round mock draft, we're going to do 4 this time. We're going to go through it fast, or at least we set the speed to fast. I don't really care about the other people. What other people? I care about us. So let's get going. And I'm going to pause it. I always like to pause it around the 20s just to kind of see what has fallen. And I'm just going to be honest with you right now. There is some top tier talent that has fallen. We're at pick 22, the Eagles, boo. So we're at about 9 picks before where we pick. And I just want to go through the cats that are available. Cause there are Latu, the edge out of UCLA. I mean, that dude, he's got some injury issues, no doubt about it, but that is a promising draft prospect. Quinyon Mitchell, corner. I don't know if the 49ers would spend a first round pick on corner, but Quinyon Mitchell, I think that's a top 15 pick. Offensive tackle Troy Fontenot out of Washington is still there. So there are three studs. Byron Murphy, who I'm not sure, how do I say this? Might be my favorite player in this draft. Not sure it's a huge need. I do think defensive tackle is a need. I don't know about a first round pick need, but Byron Murphy is like, he's going to be probably my 12th player when it's all said and done. Like, I'm that high on him. Tyler Guyton's still there. Graham Barton's still there. Like, there's a lot of guys. This is, whew. So, what I'm going to do, there's a couple of these guys I'd be fine trading up for, but I'm not ready yet, because if we trade up a full 10 spots in the first round, you're paying a premium, and the fact that there are, like, four studs that I would be the happiest man alive to get, I'm going to resume draft and pause the draft right away. Oh, did it go too fast? All right. I did okay. We're at pick 26. Troy Fontenot's still there. Byron Murphy's still there. Tyler Guyton's still there. Graham Barton's still there. Jordan Morgan, if you're interested in that. Darius Robinson. Like, there are some freaking players. So, I don't know. It's interesting just looking at the names that are there, because it's like, man, we could jump up right now. You know, if I pull up the trade chart, we're at pick 26 for the Bucks. Okay, that's a 700-point value pick. We're picking 31, which is 600. So we just got to make up about 100 points, which is exactly what our third-round pick is. Yeah, not our early third-rounder. We have a pick at 94, and we have a pick at 98. I'm going to offer this trade. If I could get this right now and jump up, I'm getting Troy Fontenot, the offensive tackle. If this trade doesn't go through, we got to resend the trade the next pick down, and Troy's gone. Byron Murphy or Tyler Guyton, I'd be very happy with. And so this is kind of the problem. There's three guys that I would be very happy selecting here. Darius Robinson, I'd probably include, but I don't put him in the same category as a lot of those other guys. So I'm not risking it, okay? I am proposing a trade, and I'm not necessarily paying a premium. We got the Bucks on the board, you know, and how fitting is it? You know, talk about full circle. You remember the Bucks traded up with us to get their tackle, Tristan Wirfs. I know some people got some PTSD just with me mentioning that. How awesome would it be if we trade up and we get our tackle of the future? That would be awesome. So I'm offering number 31 and number 98 for pick number 26. This, as far as, you know, just on the board of draft trades, we're paying 8 points over, which is nothing. They rejected it. How dare you? All right. Now, I wish I could change the speed on here. I can't. So I'm going to click. Ah, no. Did I lose it? Yeah. So we're okay. We're okay. The board went way too fast. This is the problem whenever you're doing a four router, because Pro Football Network doesn't let you adjust the speed back and forth like PFF does. So here's what happened. Cooper DeJean went to the Bucks. They rejected our trade, and they took the stud that could play all five defensive back spots. The Packers, they actually went with the tackle. And right here, Nick, my man, Nick. What's up, buddy? How are you, man? Love Nick. He says Green Bay wants a tackle. He predicted it, and they got theirs. They got Troy Fontenot. Adonai Mitchell went next. Xavier Worthy, back-to-back Texas players, and Graham Barton went. So now the 49ers are on the clock. Okay, and listen to who's available. Byron Murphy, I don't know if I could pass on him. Tyler Guyton, that's probably the biggest need. You know, we keep looking down these offensive tackle, Kingsley, Jordan Morgan, Christian Haynes, Darius Robinson, the edge, Ladd McConkey, the wide receiver, who I love, Zach Frazier, the center. There are a lot of guys. Troy Franklin. There's some studs. Ennis Rakeshaw, they got hit. They're low on him. Chris Broswell, like, this is, I would be fine with this. I really would be more than ecstatic. There's a lot of ways you can go. For the people, and I want you guys to put your opinion in there. The best player available 100% is Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle out of Texas. That's not even close. It's not even close. Like, do the 49ers draft best player available? No. In the first two rounds, they draft position of need at a premium position. Defensive ends, offensive line, defensive tackle. That counts quarterbacks, wide receivers. Like, has to be a premium position. But, you know, if we just go over to real quick, the mock draft database big board, just on like where players are going, Byron Murphy is the 18th overall player. Now, you scroll down, Tyler Guyton's the 28th. Who else is available? Ennis Rakestraw's 32nd, Darius Robinson 33rd, Troy Franklin 36th, McConkey 37, Morgan 38. So you're kind of getting just an overall picture of where these players kind of fit. Offensive line, if you can get help with the offensive line, I feel like that's pretty damn hard to pass. But I'm sitting here looking at Byron Murphy, and I'm like, that is a top 12 player on my board. Let's see what you guys got to say. Let's see. Nick says, Tyler Guyton, Trent Williams understudy, come on down. And nobody would be upset with that pick. I would argue a lot of people would probably vote Guyton. Jason says Guyton isn't a first-year player. He's too raw. Let him redshirt. I think Guyton you would put at right tackle, possibly right guard if you don't sign somebody. He could play a lot of spots and eventually left tackle. If you want to sit, do the Shanahan redshirt plan and let him take over left tackle eventually. But I want to get him there. John says Tyler Guyton at 31 was going to be there without trading in the first place. And we'll see. Back to Nick. He says Guyton goes on the Joe Staley plan, who started at right tackle. I like that. Whew. Donald on Facebook, appreciate you. He says the Niners won't pick wide receivers at 31. They probably will go defense and move up to get O-line. I don't disagree with that there, but man, it's weird because the Niners are meeting with a lot of wide receivers that are going to look there, you know, that are going to go in that first spot. Mike C, trade down in the second, sounding worth it. Ooh, I don't think that we got any trade offers. Oh, I got to resume. That's why. Okay, so we do have some trade offers. I want to go through that in a second. Clarissard says, Murphy, John, don't let Kansas City get him. And they would, because they're losing Chris Jones. That is a plug and play. Got to go tackle. How many offensive tackles are left? There's like four. All the tackles are left. Because you got Guyton. You got, let's just see. If we go to offense, offensive tackle, you got Guyton. You got Kingsley, Jordan Morgan, Patrick Paul, you got Roger, you got Kieran, Blake, like there's a lot of tackles left, but there's a significant drop off after Tyler Guyton. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. So let's see here. Luke says, you know, get Guyton in the first. Hopefully you can get Rook in the second. I like Rook. Where did Mims go? Let's see. Let's scroll up. Amarius Mims went number 18 in this mock draft. Juan, look at this, the legend. Appreciate you, Juan Solis. You're the best there ever was. Got to go with what we need and what's hard to come by, and that's offensive tackle. The fact that you can get an offensive tackle at 31, you're kind of playing with the bank's money a little bit. And there's like eight. There's like eight first-round tackle. Oops, sorry. I forgot I was sharing my screen. I was going to check stuff. My bad. That's my bad. Yeah, but Juan, there's eight of them, and the fact that we could get one is huge. Justin, ESPN had the Niners taking Rakeshaw 31 yesterday. I love Rakeshaw. He's a Duncanville kid where I coached in Texas. He could play nickel right away, and if you are going to let Charvarius Ward walk next year in free agency, you would step in. It's a need pick. It's a value pick. It's I'd be fine with it. Danson says O-line. Say three times as fast as you can, hashtag CCs by the seashore. Luke, you're going to hurt my head. I appreciate you, though. if the right call comes down, trade down to the second. Let's look at these trades. Some trade offers. Okay, here we go. We got the Raiders. They want us to drop back 13 picks, and we would pick up a second rounder next year. Ooh, that could be a premium pick. because you'd be getting 44 this year. I think if we did take this trade, I'm not saying I'm going to, you would still be able to get one of the tackles, not a premium tackle. Then you're getting a second round premium pick, which could be a top 40 pick next year. I don't think the Raiders are going to be a good team moving forward. Unless they nail the quarterback position.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Here we go. The Titans. Oh my gosh. This one, this doesn't make too much sense. PFN, probably one of my biggest critiques is their trades that are proposed are pretty damn lopsided. This is one of them. We would drop back 7 picks to pick 38, and they're offering us a first rounder next year. I would probably take that. I don't think that this is a legitimate trade, so I'm just going to bypass it. I would take that trade. But I do not see that as the Titans aren't a good football team. They got a new coach. I would do this trade if they offered it. I don't think it's very realistic, so we're just going to move on. Now, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The New England Patriots, they are offering us pick 34. We would drop back 3 spots and pick up pick 104. They just want our 31 and a 7th rounder. Let's go back to the board. Are there 3 players that we would be happy with here? Byron Murphy, 1. Tyler Guyton, 2. Jordan Morgan, Darius Robinson, McConkey. Whew. I don't know. That trade, tell me I'm crazy. Drop back 3 spots and pick up the 104. That is the 3rd pick in the 4th round. Now, I know a lot of people listening to this, and probably one of the most common comments I get, we don't need more picks. We already have 11. There's not room on this roster. Wrong. There are 31 locks. I went through and counted. I got 31 locks on this current roster. That's it. Got to have 53. And you get 90 to whittle down. This is not the 2021 49ers with the depth roster that's just incredible. That's gone. We don't have that. It's a good roster. It's a great roster. I would argue the best roster in the NFL before free agency, but it's pretty damn top heavy. Yeah, 31. All right, let's see what the people are saying. Let's go to I love this trade. The problem is there's 2 guys I love, and they're the 2 highest rated players on the board, If one of them fell, oh, man, I love Byron Murphy. I love Byron Murphy. John says, you know, Patrick Paul has been one of the most mocked players. I like Patrick Paul. If you're waiting, he's an upside pick. I like that. let's see here. Let's go Guyton. Take the trade all day. Chadwick says the 49ers could trade down with the team wanting to trade up. Yeah, that's probably what's happening here. Let's see. Take that trade three spots. It could probably get one of our targets. Love that trade. Patch trade's perfect. Accept. Do it. I love it. We're getting a little bit of the Ben Stiller, Starsky and Hutch. Do it. Do it. I'm feeling it. Love these mock drafts. Keep them going. Jason says accept. Just get Guyton. Man, this is rough. Who's picking after us? All right, let's look down here. We've got, it would be the Chiefs and the Panthers, then us. Chiefs, Panthers, us. That's the order, Oscar. Appreciate you, man. Oscar's the man, by the way. Use the new fourth to jump up in the second. Speaking my language, Hugo. If you trade down, you trade up. That's what you do. Do the trade. I think KC will trade back as well. That first next year is tempting. Yeah, if we can get a first round next year and only drop back like eight spots, I'm doing that. But I do not believe a new head coach would be willing to give up a future first of a team that's not good. But that's why I'm just kind of passing that. Right here, Juan says, think of Purdy, John. But see, I think we can get a tackle and a guard late. Like, or a tackle and a center. Zach Frazier's there. And so, like, I think, Jason says, get Murphy. Too good of a trade to pass. Could use that other pick to jump. Chiefs are going wide receiver. Panthers are going defense. I'm doing the trade. This is scary. And what's going to happen is watch these two guys go. I think Byron Murphy's probably going to go next. Sometimes we got to see it. I'm accepting the trade. Boom. And guess what happened? Okay. Jordan Morgan went and Tyler Guyton went. So now the 49ers are sitting there at pick 34 and Byron Murphy's still there. And I know somebody somewhere is listening to this and is pissed off. And I just want to say it's a mock draft. And I love how much we get into this. But now we got some picks. And we're getting a top 12 player in John Chapman's book. A lot of people could disagree with me. A lot of people probably should disagree with me. But man, I freaking love this kid. I really, really do. 6 foot, 297, ran a 4.87. These are our draft notes. He's only going to be 21 years old when we draft him. So 21 years old to start the season, consistent disruptor. Agility and change of direction, second to none. Might be some of the best in the NFL. Wins in several different ways. I'm not sure what he's better at going against the run or pass because he's amazing at both. Not just a passer. We're talking Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle out of Texas. Should be a top 10 pick, but lack of size is the only negative against him. Great versus double teams. Guess which defensive line sees the most double teams out there? Yeah, you guessed it. Traits, out of, you know, 0 to 10, explosiveness, 9, block shedding, 9, hand technique, 7, versatility, 10. My comp for him is Grady Jarrett. I love this dude. He plays everywhere. A gap, 127 snaps, B gap, 294, 6 sacks, 3 quarterback hits, 36 pressures. You want to look at his PFF scores? 91.1 overall. Pass rush, 91.5. Run defense, 80.5. True pass rush, 92.0. Dude's just, And you look at our defensive tackle, you know, position. Gosh, man, I would love this. Oscar, yes, this matters. Shanahan is in Texas for a reason. He's a Longhorn, baby. He's a Longhorn. Antoine says, take Murphy. Armstead could be I disagree. Armstead's not a cap casualty. They're not moving on from him. Whenever he's injured, things go really, really bad. he adjusted his contract to help Bosa. He's not a cap casualty. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm taking it. We're doing it. So we're taking the best player available. Oh, pause. No, that's the thing. A four-round thing. It goes too quick. But that's okay. We weren't going to jump up super high anyway. Players who went, and this is where everybody gets mad at me. Gosh, I hate that. It goes so quick. Ladd McConkey, Darius Robinson, TJ Tampa, Kingsley Samatella. I can't say that right. Lassiter, the corner, Christian Hayes. I love that dude. Tyler Newbin, Michael Penix, Zach Frazier. That's who I wanted. Tavondre Sweat. Let's go to offensive tackles. Patrick Paul's there. Kieran Armageddon, Roger Rosengartner, Blake Fisher. There are guys there. Top guards, Christian Mahogany's still there. Centers, nobody really in that trade-up range. And this is the problem. This is the problem. We traded back. We got a stud. Edge is still a need. Tackle's still a need. Do you trade up for somebody like a Patrick Paul or a Kieran Armageddon? I'm not sure. Defensive end, edge players. Adisa Isaac's there. Broswell's there. Trace is there. There's some guys. I like Neyland a lot, too. I'm going to let it resume just a little bit. There we go. A couple other guys that Patrick Paul went. That hurts. Trey Benson. Jatavion Sanders was still on there. We still got two edges I like. I would take Adisa Isaac, Braylon Trice, or Braiswell or Trice. So there's three edges I like. There's only one tackle. There's only one tackle that I'm like, you know what? And that's Kieran Armageddon, 6'5", 323. I like him. Out of Yale. He's raw. But if we're talking about trading up, Rakestraw's still there. Oh, is he really? He sure as hell is. Max Melton's still there. Golly, there are some dudes. I'm going to let it go down a little further. I wonder if that's going to piss people off, though. Troy Franklin's still there. Polk's still there. God, there are some studs available. Rook's still there. We're not taking another DT. There's some players. I'm going to let it go. All right, let's see here. Max Melton went. Rook went. Broswell went. Leonard Taylor went. Jalen Poyt. We're at 56. We're picking 63. Let's go to the I want to trade up. And this is the problem. I don't want to trade up for – I want to trade up for Rakestraw. There's edge players that are there too. Gosh, man. But we got to get tackles. We got to. But, man, if we could get Rakestraw and we got that defensive tackle, what would it cost? We're sitting at pick 63. I want to trade up to 56. 63. The 49ers pick is worth 276. We're jumping up to 56. That's 340. So we're looking at about 70 points.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Let's see here. Let me refresh my trade. Which, I mean, shoot, we got that one pick. That would be easy. 104 is worth 86 points. We might be able to get something back. Let's offer a trade. So we're going to go trade with the Cowboys, which that's okay. I don't mind taking advantage of their GM. Let's confirm. Okay, we're going to give them the pick that we got. So number 63 and number 104. We want 56, and we're going to get 213 back. Let's propose it. Confirm. Trade's accepted. Boom. So we got an extra pick late, but the trade back, and we still got Byron Murphy. I'm sorry, guys. If we're sticking with this whole idea of best player available, Ennis Rakeshaw is the guy I want to pick. That's who I want to pick. Adisa Isaac, Troy Franklin, awesome. Braylon Trice, awesome. Ben Sinnott, awesome. There's a lot of good players here. Braden Fisk, we're not going defensive tackle again. Xavier Legette, like there's a lot of studs that are here. Offensive tackle, Kieran Armageddon, that would be the player I would probably go if I'm going offense. So my question to you is, what do we do here? Right now, let's act like I'm the GM. You guys are my scouts and position coaches. We made the trade up. We're taking somebody. I want to take Ennis Rakeshaw Jr. Starts at freaking slot day one and probably takes over whenever Charvarius Ward goes and gets paid by somebody else. Somebody talk me out of it. Okay, we're sitting here live. Let's see what we got. we got a That's What She Said from Nick. I miss what I did there, but I appreciate that. I like Blake, Rakeshaw Jr. Let's see here. Cornerback is a need. Either nickel. Yep, there we go, Luke. I like that. This sounds like the 2020 draft where they chose Kinlaw over Wirfs. In my opinion, defensive tackles are later round picks. Tackles are first round picks. Nick, he will never shy from criticism, and I respect that, sir. Yale, guy a redshirt. Let's see here. John about to trot out Colton and Burford again. Well, yeah, I don't like it. I'm going to be honest. Like, that's why you do these mock drafts. I don't like the way this has gone. I really was hoping to get one of those tackles in this spot, and we still can. We still can. And we still got the third round. We still got free agency. We still got all that. Antoine says, good trade, go offense. Rather get a cornerback later, take the best tackle now. Need these guys. Rakeshaw, plug and play. Rakeshaw, Blake Corum. Oh, no, I'm not taking Blake Corum. I like Blake Corum a lot, but I'm not taking him over Jordan Mason or Elijah Mitchell. Elijah Mitchell, I would, but all right, it seems like people are upset. So Rakeshaw or the tackle, let's go tackle. I'm going to go with you guys. I don't even like it. Let's do it. I'm taking Kieran Armageddon. I mean, he fits what we want. You got to resume the trade first. No, we're not taking these. We traded up. All right, we're taking the tackle. Kieran Armageddon. We got him. Boom. Now I'm going to let it go for a while to kind of see what's available. Our next pick is number 94. We're at pick 74 now. Is there anybody that's just like, we've got to have Xavier Legette, wide receiver, still there? I'm just going to let it flow. I'm just going to let it go. We got two picks left in the third. Let's see what we get. Now, we got some trades. We'll talk about those in a second. But we're sitting here. We got Byron Murphy, defensive tackle somehow. We traded back and got him. We got Kieran Armageddon. I'm sure I'm pronouncing his name wrong. I apologize. At, you know, tackle. So we got a tackle. We got a defensive tackle. So let's see what's best available. Dontrez Walker, who I like, wide receiver, he's there. DJ James out of Auburn, 5'11", 175, fun player. Cade Stover, tight end. Johnny Wilson's fun, wide receiver. Edge, we need an edge. Austin Booker out of Kansas is there. Woo, okay. I've got a new favorite. Mike Sanrasteel is on the board. Cornerback Michigan. God knows I don't want another Michigan player. Wayne's going to be too much on Tuesdays and Fridays. But I love this dude. Ball skills, ball. I mean, he is just fun. Let me pull up our write-up on him. 5'10". This is Mike Sanrasteel out of Michigan's on the board. 5'10", 182. He's a nickel only. His nickname is CEO in the locker room. Business all the time. Leader in the locker room. Played some wide receiver for Michigan. Two-way player, and that translates. 6 interceptions last year, 10 pass breakups. Explodes out of breaks. I love this kid. Ball skills, ball skills, ball skills. DJ Reed, one of the athletic comps for him. I've got a low-end second-round grade on him, but because he's a nickel-only prospect, could drop a little bit. I don't think he's a guy that can play outside. This is a guy you just draft, you put at nickel, and that's just what he does. So Sandstrill is at the top of the list for me. Let's keep going down. Josh Newton, good corner. Jermaine Burton, no. Let's see here. Any other guys jumping out to you or me? Michael Pratt, the quarterback out of Tulane, I like. I would love to have him on this team, but let's be honest. We can go get starters still, and so I want to do that. Let's see here. Got two stud running backs. I'm not taking running back. Brandon Coleman, Malik Washington. Ooh, Mason McCormick. Good player. 6'4", 309, South Dakota State. That's another guy that I think fits. 6'5", 315. He played left guard predominantly. That's a problem. I want a right guard guy. It's a little early for him. Jamari Thrash, good. Lots of good running backs. We're not taking that. Theo Johnson, tight end, good. Tanner Bordellini, the center out of Wisconsin. I haven't watched him. Braden Rice. Jerry Rice's son's still there. There's some players now. Bo Lemire out of Arkansas, he fits us. The center, 6'4", 302, very athletic. He fits. So, you know, I'm sitting here. Right now, I'm drafting. I'm going after the Mike Sandstrill. That's the guy I would go after. Let's look at the trades. Now, remember, we're just doing four rounds here. Yeah, Cedric Gray went early. I think he went early second round, Clarzard. We've got the Bears. They want us to drop back. How many spots is that? I'm a smart man. 17 spots. They're going to give us 111 and 123 for picks 94 and 176. That's not bad, but I'm going to say no currently. Panthers want us to drop back 8 spots. I'm going to say no to that too. So who have we drafted so far? We got defensive tackle, Byron Murphy. He fell. We got him. We're great. We traded up for the last tackle that I thought fit kind of what we do, and that's the Yale kid, Kieran Armagagy. So we've got a tackle, and we got a defensive tackle. So that's where we're at right now. Clarzar, I love Ricky Parcell. He's great. Antoine, he says, I like Sandstrill. Nickel is our problem. I like that. Oscar, South Dakota, had two good old linemen. Yeah, they did. Mike, what are our centers and guards looking like? Okay, let's go check it out. I think if we're going center, my guy would be Bo Limmer. Guard? Man, I haven't done a lot of work on these guys. I'm just being very transparent. Brandon Coleman, McCormick, Robinson, A&M, Adams, Illinois. I haven't done work on them yet, so I'm just being very transparent. I don't know. Those are guys that I'm just like, ah. Mike says, you know, I feel like we get a sitter and tackle. The guards play better next season, too. I agree. And I do want a sitter. Bo would probably be my pick with the next one. Niners interviewed Booker. Yes, they did. And I like Booker a lot. You're talking about Austin Booker, the edge. So I guess the question comes down to, do you want edge? Do you want center? Or do you want a nickel? Because there's three studs. Javon Solomon, is he still there? Let's check out the edge position because that is a huge need. Huge need. Yeah, Javon Solomon's still there out of Troy. I love that dude. And I like Kamara a lot too, but he's later. So there's two edge guys that I like. There's one corner guy that I love. And then there's two center guys that I kind of like, namely one. We're only getting two of these. Edge and nickel make the most sense. There's one nickel I love right now. So I'm going to take the nickel, and then I'm going to hope one of the edge guys falls. And if not, then I'm going to go center. So I'm taking Mike Sandstrill, the corner. He's going to be our starting nickel day one. We got him. Now let's see who went after us. All of our guys are still there. Tyron Harper, Etsime, and Dontrez Walker went. So now the 49ers are back on the clock, and we've got both of our edge guys. Austin Booker, Javon Solomon, and we've got our center. So let's break down Austin Booker. 6'6", 245. He met with the 49ers. Explosive. This is out of Kansas. Edge player, Austin Booker. Son of Dwayne and Katie Booker. You know, they were some big-time athletes, which I love. So he's got the athletic background, pedigree check. The problem was he's 1 year, you know, he was at the University of Minnesota, then transferred, and then he just went off in the Big 12. I mean, he just went crazy. You look at, he had 9 sacks, 27 pressures, just awesome. Hey, Joseph Osai, you know, a Texas player, that is, you know, I think he's with the Colts now. Now, Javon Solomon, one of Josh's personal favorites who's helping us with draft work. And we got Vince over here saying Jonah Ellis. There's a lot of guys. Jonah Ellis is awesome too. So, you know, Troy, this is Javon Solomon, 6'2", 245. Niners met with him too. 23 years old, a little bit older. Production. Played in a three-man front, but lined up everywhere. Weight room warrior. Not a speed guy. Just production. 17 sacks last year. That's insanity. His numbers are just crazy. Hand speed. He's Bosa. Bosa has the best hands in the NFL from the edge position. You could argue Solomon has the best hands in the draft from the edge position. So that's there. Now, somebody brought up Ellis. I want to make sure we go through him. My man, Jonah Ellis. Whenever Vince talks, I listen. Utah, Niners met with him too. 21 years old at the start of the season. So he's the youngest. 6'2", 246. His dad was an All-American for Utah. So he's, you know, he's got all that stuff. He was one of the, he was the number one recruit coming out of the state of Idaho. Honor roll member. Did have a season-ending injury at the end of 2023. So that's something the medicals got to pan out. But he had 13 sacks before then. Hand speed, he's got a 9 pass rush, 8. There's a lot of guys. Alex Highsmith is my guy, my comp for him. I got people asking about wide receivers, linebackers. I love this. I think the only center we interviewed was Bortolini. I haven't done him yet. Jonah Ellis, does he have a brother? He might. Yeah. Falcons. There we go. Caden Ellis is his brother for the Falcons. Logan's the man. Yes, you are correct. John, I was going to grab Al Shire to replace Greenlaw till he returns. I've seen a lot of people ask about that. I freaking love Aziz Al Shire. I would love that. Why would you go from captain of the defense calling the plays as the starting Mike linebacker to number 3 linebacker and have to take a pay cut whenever Drake Greenlaw comes back? I love the idea, Jason, and I would sign up right now. I have a very hard time being an agent of Aziz or Aziz himself and say, look, dude, you're going to get a third of the playing time and a third of the pay. Why don't you come back and play with your friends? Maybe that's what he wants to do. And maybe Greenlaw's injury doesn't heal the way that it is, and he's always the will. But, man, I there are so many needy teams with linebacker spots. I would love it. I can't see Aziz doing that. So, Swaggy says, I think cornerback is a big problem. Well, we just got a corner. Yeah, I wish we would give those other guys a spot, too. I'm with you. And so, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Nick, John confirms his Aziz to the Texans. It makes way too much sense. And they could pay him so much more than we could. I would love Aziz. Gosh, I love that man. But it's just what it is. So I think edge is by far the biggest need. So I'm going to put it up to you guys. Whatever name shows up the most in the comments, Austin Booker, Jonah Ellis, Javon Solomon. You want production? It's Javon Solomon. You want speed burst? It's Booker. You want pedigree? And yeah, he's got a little bit of an injury. That's Jonah Ellis. So I don't mind any of these three players, but I think we got to take an edge here. I just think it's what we've got to do. It's our biggest need. You could argue it's a bigger need than tackle. We have no depth. Right now, our defensive ends, good Lord. You look at the roster, it's bad. Yet, obviously, you got one of the best ends in the NFL, Nick Bosa. He's incredible. Drake Jackson, Robert Beal Jr. Then you got practice squad guys. Like, it's that bad. Now, as you guys get your answers in for who you want us to take at this edge position, number 98 overall, remember, we got Byron Murphy, defensive tackle. That was incredible. Then we got Kieran Almighty, the tackle, offensive tackle. Then we got Mike Sandstrill, the nickel. We got better. So before we jump over and see what your answers are, the best way to support the show right here. I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right, excited to see y'all's responses. Austin Booker right here. I think we can have some fun with this pick, I believe. Booker. I want speed. Booker. 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 Oh, I'll go Javon Solomon. Booker. Booker. I love this. Drake will be back next year. I'm not banking on that at all. Yeah, he will be back, but he's some of the worst tape I've ever seen in the history of my life. Oh, look at this. Jason. He says, I'm in North Texas in Forney, right outside Garland. Wish you were still living in Texas. Would love to. Dude, Forney has like one of my favorite mascots ever. They're called the Forney Jackrabbits. They got a couple schools out there now. But, dude, yeah, the Garland Owls. That's my stomping grounds, baby. Love me some Texas high school football, dude. I wish I was out there too right now, man. Jason, that is awesome. Logan says, we've got Beal for speed, though, if he ever plays. Yeah, I think we're going to go with Austin Booker. That is by far the most mentioned. It wasn't even close. I think it was like 12-1. And now the Niners are on the clock at pick 125. So we've got 125, and then we've got 132. So we've got two picks here in the fourth round. So let's go back and just look at our picks so far. Byron Murphy, Kieran Almighty, Mike Sandstrill, and Austin Booker. I love this. You know, interior offensive line, still a major need. But linebacker, wide receiver, you know, there's lots of spots that you could go here. We got two picks in the fourth round. I'm not too concerned with trades. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Javon Solomon's still on the board, ladies and gentlemen. He's still there. Vince, I appreciate that. Very happy with Booker at 98. Yeah, I am too. And so, oh, we got a Mesquite guy over here. What's up, Kyle? That's what I'm talking about. Mesquite got so many teams now. Everything blew up there. That's just what it is. So now the 49ers are on the clock. We got two picks. This is where the 49ers usually do their business, because once they get into the fourth round or at the end of the third round, which Kyle Shanahan considers the fourth round, they just start drafting for their mentality is who can compete with the guys on our roster. That's the mindset, right? Think about these picks. Mitch Wisnowski, Jake Moody, Cameron Latu. Who else? We've got the corner that doesn't like to hit. Ambry Thomas, Danny Gray. These are guys that can compete and have some like top end whatever. You got two great running backs, Dylan Labey, who's awesome out of New Hampshire. He catches everything receiving back. You got Jalen Wright, the fastest running back in this draft. Jalen Ford. We're talking linebackers out of Texas. He fits. Mason McCormick, guard. Okay, we talk it. Marshawn, I can't believe all these running backs failed. Marshawn Lloyd out of USC, the running back, might be one of the better running backs in the draft. Theo Johnson, Tanner Bordellini, the Niners met with Brandon Rice. Are you starting to see where this draft is kind of like stacked? It's here. The depth quality plays in the third, fourth round. Golly, there are so many fun players. Javon Solomon's still there. Bo Lemire is still there. There's players, man. Javon Baker. Good Lord. Give me all the third and fourths. We got Luke McCaffrey's there. There are a lot of guys. There are a lot of guys here. And you can get some guys that can compete. I'm throwing running back out the window. I ain't touching it yet. Guys at the top of my list. You want a guard? Mason McCormick. You want a center? You got Tanner Bordellini, who the Niners met with. You want a wide receiver? You got Brandon Rice. We got two picks. We got two picks. And, you know, there's a lot there. What's your flavor? What do you guys want to go with? You know what I'm talking about? Real quick over here. Let's see. I got a couple questions. Let's catch up here. Let's see here. John, this is from Nick. Thoughts on Zach Center? Yeah. Played mostly right guard out of Michigan. You know, they got so many guys. I want to watch so much Michigan take this year. I hate it. I hate Michigan. Gabe Jackson was my comp for him. I haven't finished my write-up on him yet. But, you know, we'll see. 6'6", 322. I liked their center last year. Zach Center's a little bit bigger. So we'll have to see there. Swaggy. He says, John, do you think they draft any of the 49ers relative players, Brandon Rice, Frank Gore, Luke McCaffrey? Well, this is where this happens because I think the fourth round, third round's probably where Brandon Rice goes, which if you want Rice and he's on the board in the fourth round, I think that's huge value. McCaffrey probably fourth to fifth round. Frank Gore probably sixth to seventh round. And yeah, they got the inside track on them all. I would have no problem taking Brandon Rice right here. Because I think we need an outside wide receiver. And he would be the Ayuk specialist. Then you kick in the guy we got from Michigan, Ronnie Bell. You kick him into the slot, which I think is where he should be. He played up whenever Danny Gray got hurt last year. So, yeah. And, you know, I like the best player out of that, Jerry Rice's kid. Brandon Rice is awesome. That dude's he's just awesome. Double down on edge. Ooh, I like that. Rice Jr. Zach Center, very good. Yeah, center. Brandon Rice here for sure. No special teams players. Colin says, go get a center, which I'd be cool with. You know, there's some guys. There's two centers here. So if we want to go center, let's wait. Because you got Tanner Bordellini, who the Niners met with, and Bo Lemire. I don't think that they met with him. Arkansas guy. I don't think they met with him yet. So you got two centers. So let's look at a different one. Mason McCormick. We got tight end. Take Rice Jr. Luke McCaffrey has size and speed. He does. I'd take Luke. We got Theo Cowan. I'm going Rice's kid here. I think it's the biggest value. I think it's a position of need. Brandon Rice is the pick. I'm not trading back. This is our last pick here. So let's see here. We are back on the board at 132. This is our last pick in this mock draft. So we got Byron Murphy, defensive tackle, Texas. Kieran Armagagie, offensive tackle, Yale. Mike Sanrastil, cornerback, Michigan. Austin Booker, edge, Kansas. Brandon Rice, wide receiver. I think I want to go center here. Now there's some other good spots. I mean, Theo Johnson, tight end. But we do have two young tight ends, and I'm, you know, coming up, you know, Law 2, whatever. But you do have, what's his name out of OU, who's just played awesome, Braden Willis. I think that he's pretty awesome. I think that this should – Jared Wiley's great too. I want a center. So the question comes down to Bo Lemire or – and I haven't done all my work on them, Tanner Bordellini. But the 49ers met with Tanner Bordellini, so I think that's where we're going. And I'm just going to executive decision this one. Boom. We got it, and we got our draft. That's a badass draft. I don't cuss on this show very often. That's a badass draft. We hit our needs. So I want to know from you guys, how do you grade this? We got an offensive tackle. We got a center. We got a defensive tackle. We got an edge. We got a corner. We got a wide receiver. Like, if you're looking at plug and holes, check mark. The biggest criticism that I think could come from, you know, looking at this is maybe we went Taylor Guyton early. Maybe we went Taylor Guyton early instead of Byron Murphy. But, man, I'm telling you right now, if Byron Murphy put on that 49ers uniform, John Chapman's got a new favorite player in the NFL, period. Like, period. I love that kid. I really, really do. He's that damn good. Lucas says, you know, safety depth is a big need. Yeah, safeties, I think you can get super late. But yeah, I don't disagree with that. You only got two. George Odom, he's coming back, but not as a safety special teamer. Jason says 8 out of 10. Hit needs, got Rice's son, got to be pretty happy about that. I got 8.5 out of 10, B plus. All right. This gets an A for me for Flynn. I appreciate that, Flynn. So many good playmakers still up there too. This is deep draft. It's a deep draft, guys. It really, really is. But I'm walking away from this pumped. So let me ask you guys and gals, who's your favorite player we got? Who's the one that you're like, ooh, I like that one? Again, Byron Murphy we traded back for, which is not going to happen in real life. We traded up for Kieran Armageddon, the offensive tackle. Mike Sanrastil in the third. Whew. Talk about a perfect fit. You're going to start slot or nickel corner day one with experience. CEO. Like, he might be a gold helmet guy for the 49ers. Austin Booker, speed, edge. I mean, he fits a need. We do have a speed guy, but now we got two. Brennan Rice, wide receiver, awesome. And then we got a center, which, you know, in the fourth round, I'll take it. Competition, man. I don't have a problem with this at all. Really, really don't. Kevin says, A for me. Thank you. Celestial Scripper says, I say well done. Murphy's his favorite. Jason says Murphy. Tobias says Rice. Swaggy says Murphy. Murphy. Vince, my man, 9.5 out of 10. I can't see it going much better than this, except for getting a top-end tackle at 34. Yeah, I am with you there, and I kind of feel it. Kevin says Byron Murphy, need to pressure the quarterback again. Yeah, Sandstrill, good pick. Booker's Antoine's favorite. Oh, I love this, man. Flynn, Brandon Rice. I would freak out if the Niners draft him. Yeah, and he could learn. He could learn. He could just learn. That would be huge, man. This was fun. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this. And golly, a couple things come to mind as we do these practices. I understand it's not always realistic. Is Byron Murphy going to fall that far? I don't think so. And, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, this is whenever you do this best player available early, like we did, you sacrifice something. It's opportunity cost. And so something was lost. And this is the same way it happens in the war rooms. They go through these mock drafts. Somebody's got to make the final decision. That's always Kyle Shanahan, then John Lynch, and then it's you guys. Oh, man. I would love this, man. Logan, I appreciate this. I like this. We've got 11 picks, and we'd love to hit on all of them. But if we can get 7 good picks, God, that would be awesome. We get 7 good picks, you best draft of the year, period. And the Niners do not have This isn't the old rosters. I said this earlier. There are 31 locks on this team. There's a lot of spots up for to freaking fight. So appreciate you guys. This was a lot of fun. Gosh, I loved it. Let me know what you think if you're listening audio-wise afterwards it comes out. Always email us, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. Appreciate you guys. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.